Proclamation number 8126 of 15th of March, 1962. Disciples of the End Times. Gifts of Grace. Evaluation. I still pour out at an abundance of gifts of grace before the end because humanity takes me, which does not rightly recognize its purpose of earthly life and is in danger of having put earthly life behind it in vain when the end has come. For until the end I seek to save and to help the erring souls. And until the end I will therefore also still address people and send them much bread from heaven, I will provide them with the water of life until the end, which constantly flows forth from my source. But I will also constantly ensure that my gifts of grace can be received by you humans, for which I therefore need mediators. Vessels into which my pure water of life can flow. And thus these are my disciples of the last days whom I sent out into the world again. They are my representatives on earth who spread my gospel, who proclaim my divine teaching of love to people, who give them the bread of heaven, the water of life, so that all people can refresh and strengthen themselves for their pilgrimage on this earth. And even if my adversary rages, whether he acts with cunning and treachery against me and my own, he need not be feared by those who accept the water of life at my source, who allow themselves to be fed and watered by me myself, for they are protected from his attacks by their close bond with me, and they need only ever remain in this heartfelt bond with me in order to constantly enjoy my protection as well. I pour out my graces in abundance. Yet the acceptance of the graces is up to you humans. Although I see that many strive towards the abyss, I nevertheless cannot necessarily turn them all towards me. I can only ever admonish and warn them. I can only send my messengers to them and inform them of what is about to happen to all of you. But I must leave you complete freedom, whichever path you want to take. Yet as long as you humans still walk across the earth, every single one will be pursued by my love and everything will be tried to change his mind if he is not rightly directed. And no human being will need to do without my gift of grace if only he is willing to accept it. For the graces can only become effective when the human being's free will accepts and evaluates them. But they're available to you unmeasured. And time will quickly rush by. People don't want to believe in an end either. They allow themselves to be captivated by the world and all their thoughts and aspirations are directed towards earthly goods and pleasures, for my adversary truly knows how to attractively present everything to them which makes them turn away from me, their God and Creator. They pay far more attention to him than to my messengers who bring them my gospel, my pure word from above, which is constantly conveyed down to earth as the greatest gift of grace, which would truly be able to change all of you if only you would all gratefully accept it from my hand. For as soon as I myself can address you, you will be illuminated by my strength of love which kindles bright light in you. And your thinking would change and only be directed towards me. Yet your free will must allow me to speak to you. You must open your hearts of your own free will and let my light of love shine into them. You can only become blessed by grace. You are of such a nature that you could not undertake an ascent by your own strength, but with recourse to my graces you would succeed. And if you listened to me voluntarily, you would also be pointed to the immeasurable treasure of grace which the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, whom I myself purchased for you on the cross, for I myself accomplished the act of salvation in him. And all of you may now make use of the blessings which I acquired for you through my death on the cross, which I suffered as redemption for your great guilt of sin. A great treasure of grace is at your disposal. Use it, open yourselves to my supply of grace and make use of it, and truly, you will become free from your adversary. You will ascend from the depths to the height. Call upon me for grace and mercy. Always ask for the supply of grace, and then you will also demonstrate the will to make use of grace. And truly, you will no longer need to fear the end, for you will enter into eternal life. You will enter into light and bliss. Amen.